Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you, Father Lord, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come and worship you, to come and lift you, to come and exalt your name. We decree, we declare that indeed we are nothing without you, O God. And is this reason we approach your throne boldly to obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. We lay our burdens at your feet, we lay our shortcomings, our transgression, we repent of anything, O God, that may deny us to enter into your presence and into your glory this evening, O God, as we purge ourselves from evil conscience, we purge our mind, our body, our soul by the blood of Jesus. We anoint ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We anoint the altar, the instrument of worship, the air we breathe, the listeners, we anoint and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. So as we welcome your sovereignty, we welcome the kingdom of our Lord Jesus to reign upon this ground, to reign upon this service, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That, Father, whatever you purpose to do, may you do it tonight. Whoever you purpose to heal, may you heal them tonight. Whoever you purpose to deliver, may you deliver them tonight. As we submit to the will of heaven, we submit to the will of our Father, we submit to the will of the Son, in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord Almighty, use us as your vessels, O God. Use us as your vessel, O God. Breathe on us, O God. Enable us to do your will tonight in the name of Jesus. Breathe on us and fill us afresh with your presence, with your power, with your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we avail ourselves, O Father, let our worship, our praises, O God, be acceptable before you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come and reign upon this place. Come and reign in your sanctuary. Come and heal. Come and deliver the captives, O God. We pray for our daily bread, Almighty Father. Send forth your word that the sick may be healed, the blind may see, the lame may walk, all manner of diseases be healed, because you are the Lord in our midst. You are Ebenezer. You are Emmanuel. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our King. We worship you, our bread, our life, oh God. There is nothing we can do without you, oh Jesus. And we need you tonight, Almighty Father. We need divine intervention in different areas of our life, Almighty God. Some are in need of healing, some are in need of breakthrough, some are in need of finances, oh God. And Father, we submit all our needs before you, Jehovah Adonai. That, Father, you are the Lord that is able to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. And Lord, we come before thy feet this evening, O God, as we ask for divine help. We ask for divine mercy. We ask for divine favor. We ask that thy hand propel us. We ask, O God, that you go ahead of us this evening. We ask for your presence to pave way for us. We ask for the heavens to be open above us, O God. We ask for the latter rain this evening, that, Father, let your presence, let your power flow, your anointing flow, doing mighty things, doing wonders, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the one who is seated on the throne. We worship you, Father. We give you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We give you all the glory for the good things you are doing in our midst. We thank you, O God, for the heavens have been opened. We thank you for your mercy, for your goodness, for your graciousness. We bless you, O Adonai. We bless you, the King of wonders, the mighty one of Jacob, the one who reigns forever. riba bo shante riba baba baba baba. The one whose words are yes and amen. We worship you, the glorious one. We worship you, the mighty one of Jacob, the mighty one of Israel, Jehovah Gabbah, Jehovah Adonai. May your name be exalted in our midst, O God. May your name be lifted upon this sanctuary in the name of Jesus. We surrender the service in your able hand, Almighty God. We welcome the spirit of life. We welcome the spirit of counsel. We welcome the spirit of might to take hold of everything that we are going to do today. As we arrest every powers of the enemy, we bind every works of the devil, every strong man, we bind you. Every monitoring spirit, we bind you. Every wizard, witchcraft, marine spirit, we bind you tonight. We render you powerless. Every spirit of infirmities and sicknesses, we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. We render you powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. As we release the fire of worship, the fire of praise, we release the fire of healing, the fire of divine intervention tonight in the name of Jesus. As we release the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. As we release the prophetic, we release the prisoners to come out of their prison in the mighty name of Jesus. We command the sick be healed, blind eyes see, deaf ears pop open in the mighty name of Jesus. As we proclaim the blood of Jesus upon our land, we proclaim the authority of the blood upon this altar. We proclaim authority of the blood, authority of the blood, authority of the precious blood of Jesus to break and destroy every yoke, to arrest every devil in the mighty name of Jesus, to destroy every works of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and to lose the captive. We decree salvation. We decree healing tonight. We decree divine intervention tonight. We decree the will of our Father be done tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree the flow of the power of God. We decree the flow of worship, of praise, of prayer, of the masses of God, that the hand of the living God be made manifest in our midst, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory, glory to our God, glory to our King, glory to Ebenezer. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Father. Blessed be the King of Kings. Blessed be to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To the King of Glory, hallelujah. To the Lord of Hosts, hallelujah. To the one who is seated on the throne, hallelujah. To the one who reigns forever, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just shout hallelujah to the Lord. We decree the highest praise tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, hallelujah. To the King who reigns forever, we bless you, Father. We worship you in Jesus' name. We pray and believe. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Psalms in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, please make sure to go with me to the book of Psalms in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Psalms 91. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms 91. Amen. The book of Psalms 91. The Bible says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent will not trample underfoot. Hallelujah. You will trample underfoot, because he holds fast to me in love. I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say amen to the powerful word of the living God. Glory be to God. David, just a little bit of it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of lessons that we can learn out of this verse that you have read. Hallelujah. Because we live in a time that people don't take God seriously. Hallelujah. Sometimes they take going to church and coming to a service like this, where we spend time honoring God, worshiping God, lifting our voices to God, as a waste of time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there's something that God has put in his word, that those that shall dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. What does it mean to dwell under the shadow? Hallelujah. It means to spend time in the presence of God. It means to spend time in the presence of God. And you can't spend time with somebody you don't value. Praise the Lord. Because everything in our life that we think is important, we set time aside for it. Hallelujah. We assign time to go to the normal job. We assign time to go for exercise. We assign time to go for barbecue, to go and be with the friends, to visit relatives. Praise the Lord Almighty. It's the same way when we have God as our value. We have to set a time to be in his presence. We have to set a time for fellowship. We have to set a time for communion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And every time we set a time aside for God in the heart of the Father, it means we consider him important. We consider him significant in our lives. Glory be to God. The moment we stop setting a time for God, it means we have become too big for ourselves. And the moment you become too big for yourself, you are doomed for failure. Glory be to God. No matter how much success you have had in this life, you have to remember that you need to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. No matter how rich you are, no matter how many cars you have, no matter how much wealth you have accumulated, limited, no matter how big your ministry has become, hallelujah, we still need to set a time to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, because the moment we set time for God, it also marks a sign of submission. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. First, it marks a sign of value. But we value God in our system, praise the Lord. We value God as part of our social life. We identify with Him that we can't do anything without His mercy. We can't achieve anything without the help of God. This is the reason as a church we set time like this. We set time to come into the Lord's sanctuary to honor our God, to praise our God, to lift up our voices and declare the majesty of our God. So we consider His kingdom as part of our kingdom. We consider that we live in the systems that God has created. And one of the systems that God has created man to exist in is the system of His church. Is the system of His church, but is the carrier of His presence. Glory be to God. The church is the carrier of the presence of God. That's the same way in the Old Testament, men, they add the Ark of the Covenant and they add the tent of David. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. In the time we have in today, the church is the symbol of the presence of God. So where the church is gathered to honor God, it means we value the systems that God has put in place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because we value the system that God has put in place, there are things that God give assurance. There are things that God give insurance. And the best insurance you can ever have is the insurance of your maker. Glory be to God. Because it is your maker that have the spare parts you need. It is your maker. Hallelujah. Even if you have a kidney failure, your maker has a spare kidney. If you have a liver failure, your maker has a spare liver. If you have a heart failure, your maker has a heart spare. Praise the Lord Almighty. It's the same way when our car goes bad. Hallelujah. We go to buy spare parts to replace it. It's the same way our maker who created us. Hallelujah. Who breathed on us. He has everything that we need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when we live in the system that God has created and ordained for man to live in, hallelujah, then He give His insurance. He give His assurance. My brother, my sister, don't live too big for God. Don't live too big for the systems that God has had in place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are the iglesia of the church. We are the presence. We are the ikabo. We are the people that carry the presence of God. It's the reason why we come into the Lord's sanctuary to honor our God, to lift our voices to our God, to worship our God, and to decree His majesty. So it shows us that we value the systems of our God. Then it brings us to a place of submission. Submission. Do you know when you come to the place of honor, when you come to the presence of God, it means you are coming to submission. You are coming to account how you have been living your life. Hallelujah. You know, one reason why we go to church is a sign of submission. It's a sign of accountability. Because when you come to the courts of God, you come to report. You come to report how you conducted your week. You come to report how you lived your life. Hallelujah. Did you live your life in ways that honored God? And if you live your life in ways that didn't honor God, it's an opportunity to reconcile. It's an opportunity to repent. It's an opportunity to see your life in the eyes of God. Because when you are out of the presence of God, there are things that you can't discern. There are things that you can't know. Until you you come to an environment where God dictates, until you come to an environment of His presence, is when you can know, oh, what I did yesterday didn't please God. How I did what I did yesterday didn't give glory to God. I need to reconcile my ways. I need to change my ways. Hallelujah. So every time we come before the Lord is a sign of submission, that we are living in authority and under authority. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we are living in authority and under authority is the reason we can go out and heal the sick. We can go out and lose the captives in the name of Jesus. We can go out and cast out devils because we live under authority and inside authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Is the reason the scripture said that submit thyself unto the Lord and resist the devil and he shall flee away from you. Submission is not easy. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The reason why we can't resist the devil, because we don't want to submit to God. Hallelujah. The reason why we can't defeat the devil is because we are not willing to submit to God. And you see, the devil is also a spirit. Praise the Lord. You can't fight a spirit with the flesh. Will you fight the devil with submission? Hallelujah. When you submit to God, it gives you the capacity to defeat the devil. He gives you the ability. He renders you mercy to go out and conquer that battle. Praise the Lord. Because now when you come out of the presence of God, you are not coming out with your strength. You are coming out with impartation. The anointing will rub on you. The grace of God will rub on you. The Spirit of God will rub on you. Hallelujah. That when you come out of the presence of God, you will be saturated with the nature of God. And when you are saturated with the nature of God, you will go back to that sickness and cast it out. You will go back to that devil troubling your home and cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Because what that devil will be seeing is not you. They will see the God you have submitted to. They will see the King you have submitted to. They will see the Almighty God whom you have submitted to. Hallelujah. Because His presence will be around you. His glory will be around you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because every time we draw near to His presence, He cover us. He allow His glory to rub on our spirit. He allow His goodness to rub on our spirit. He allow His power to rub on our spirit, that when we go out, we shall mount with wings like eagles. So there are things that we receive when we make the Lord Most High our refuge. Hallelujah. Our refuge. We are telling God that we need you. It is not God that needs us. We need God. Hallelujah. And there is nothing we can do with eternal value without the help and without the mercies of God. Hallelujah. So every time we come under the shelter of the Most High, and that when we abide in the shadow of the Almighty, when we abide, when we live, and when we saturate ourselves in the shadow of the Almighty, we decree our submission to Him. We decree that, Lord, we follow you. Hallelujah. We are willing to close the doors of our businesses to come and worship God, to come and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do know there are people that will not even close their business to come to church on a Sunday. They will rather open their business because mammon is their God. But when you follow God, when you are submitted to God, you will come under the shelter of the Most High. You will come to dwell under the shelter of the Most High. But not just dwelling, you will come to abide. You will come to submit. You know, the word dwells means to live, to presence of God is the place every one of us, we are called to live there. We are called to drink from there. We are called to drink, to eat in the presence of God, to abide. You don't just serve God in and out. Glory be to God. God wants you to live inside Him. God wants you to abide inside Him. Glory be to God. So that you get all the benefit that He wants you to get. So that you get all the victory that He wants you to get. Hallelujah. Don't be that individual. You go to the house of God when you like. You pray when you like. You study the word of God when you like. You attend worship when you like. You attend fellowship when you like. Hallelujah. You have to be consistent in staying in the presence of God. You have to be consistent. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. At that moment when that which will be hunting for your life, as they go to their cocoon to pray against you, you will be dwelling in the presence of God, and the fire of God will come out of His altar to go and rebuke them, to go and scatter them. Because you are in the presence of God, the fire of the Lord will protect you. The fire of the Lord will saturate you. The fire of the Lord will fight for you in the mighty name of Jesus, because you abide, because you dwell in the presence of the Lord. Every time the enemy will come looking for you, they will not be able to see you. They will not be able to take advantage of you, because you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, because you abide in there. Hallelujah. You abide according to the rules of the kingdom. You live in submission unto your God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When we do that, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, when we say that the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Hallelujah. When we say the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my running place. Oh, I don't have anywhere to run. I don't have an helper in the time of trouble. I don't have an uncle to run to. I don't have a sister to run to. I don't have a brother to run to bail me out. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know there are people who trust in their wealth? There are people who trust in their riches. There are people who trust in their rich uncle. There are people who trust in their rich sister. There are people who trust in their rich husband, that they don't consider God as their refuge. They don't consider God as their fortress. Hallelujah. They think their money can solve all their problems. They think their doctors can heal all their diseases. So they haven't made God their refuge. They haven't made God their fortress. But when you know that God is all you need, when you know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run unto it and their help, hallelujah, when you know when God is your everything, hallelujah, glory be to God, that in the day of trouble, the first thing you call is the name of God. In the day of trouble, the first thing you call is Jesus, save me. Jesus, deliver me. Jesus, deliver me. I don't know how I came here, but I know you are my fortress. I know you are my refuge. I know no devil is permitted to harm me when you are my refuge. No sickness is permitted to pull me down when you are my refuge. You are my present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress. Hallelujah. My fortress, the that when you are there, no matter how they want to hunt you, no matter how they want to destroy your life, hallelujah, the Lord shall be a fortress. The Lord shall be a fortress. The Lord shall be a fortress to your life. The Lord shall be a fortress to your family. The Lord shall be a fortress. Do not to be a fortress is to be a protector. The Lord will shield you. In whom I trust. Do you trust in the salvation of God? Some of you, you are yet to give your life to Christ because you don't trust in His salvation. That's why you are struggling to surrender your life to God. You are struggling to surrender your life because you don't believe it. Hallelujah. But those who believe in His Son, the Bible says He gave them the authority. He gave them the power to become children of God. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you trust in the Lord? Do you trust that the Lord can keep you? Do you trust that the Lord can protect you? Do you trust that the Lord can shield you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then He will say He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Do you know there are snares of the fowler? There are deadly pestilence that the enemy is always looking for the one to hinder. The enemy is always looking for the one to bring down. The enemy is always looking because his mission is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he uses weapons. Praise the Lord. You see, the enemy uses weapons. And part of the weapons that the enemy is using are snares, are traps. Praise the Lord. Are traps and deadly pestilence, sicknesses, and traps. Do you know there are people that have been trapped into a crime they never committed? And they were given punishment for life. There are people that have been put on a death row of a crime they never committed. Those are the snares. Hallelujah. There are people who have been fired from their workplace of a crime they never committed. They realize some money is missing in the company and you become the scapegoat. Hallelujah. You know very well you didn't steal the money. Hallelujah. But you become the scapegoat. You are the one who end up being fired of the wrongdoings others did because it's a snare. It's a snare. A snare is like a trap. It's a snare. It's a snare. There's a lot of people that have been trapped into investing in wrong business only to realize their money is gone. Their money is taken care, is taken advantage of. Hallelujah. But when we serve the living God, when we have made the Lord, when we dwell in the shelter of the Almighty, when we abide in the, under the Most High, hallelujah, the scriptures say He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Some of the deadly pestilence, the Bible said they fly by day, some fly by night. Do you know, even when you go to sleep, you don't know the kind of battles, you don't know the kind of battles that goes on that moment you sleep. Hallelujah. It's the reason there are people who go to sleep well. When they wake up, they have back pain, they have problems, they're feeling pain here, they're feeling pain there, because in the night there were pestilence that were being sent out. There were arrows from the pit of hell that was being sent towards you. But when you dwell, when you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. But He said He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. The Lord will cover you under His pinions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a hen protecting his own children? It's the same way. How can the devil attack attack you and bring you down when the Lord is your refuge, when the Lord is your fortress, when the King of Glory is your Father. What kind of a father cannot protect a son? What kind of a father cannot protect his own daughter? When they see the enemy come to attack, will the father keep quiet? No. God in his strength will rise up to deal with that devil. God in his strength will rise up to deal with that witch. God in his strength will rise up to deal with that thing that want to deal with you, because you are a child of God, because you trust in the Lord, because you have dedicated your life unto Jesus Christ. No devil is permitted to malign you. No sickness, no demon is permitted to toy around with you. No depression is permitted to toy with your mind. No voice of darkness is permitted to play with you, because you are a child of a King. God will protect you. God will shield you. Because you have confidence in the Lord. Do you know what it means to walk under the shadow of death? What David talks about. Hallelujah. The Lord makes a banquet before my enemy. Hallelujah. Even if I walk under the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you know his presence is around you. You know the goodness of God is around you. You know he covers you with his pinion. You know you are the apple of his eye. Whoever touches you touches God, because God is all around you. Today, choose to dwell, choose to live, choose to abide, that the Lord may protect you. In the name of Jesus. Problems occur the moment we choose to live, the moment we walk out of disobedience. Hallelujah. Is when problem occurs. Hallelujah. Problem occurs when we choose to disobey God, when we choose to put God outside our lives. Hallelujah. But when we choose to live under him, he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. His faithfulness. You can trust in the word of God. You can trust in the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is a shield. Hallelujah. Because the faithfulness of God is revealed in his word. His word is yes in the man. When he says it, he will do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter how many things are against you, you can hold on to the word of God. It doesn't matter the mountains before you, it doesn't matter how the ground is shaking, his word has been tested and found to be true. So you can rely in the faithfulness of God, in his word, to be a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Do you know there are terrors of the night? These are weapons of darkness. There are arrows that fly by day. You hear somebody fell onto the road, accident, something happened. Those are arrows. 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 But when we abide, when we dwell, the Bible says we will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness. Pestilence.